think about that a lot. I can imagine him getting off of that ship and looking for a job to make wooden shoes. Did anybody know anything about it?
That would be a rude shock, wouldn't it, having come all that distance. Faced with the prospect of not being able to make a living.
That's right.
Do you have any idea about your grandfather's education, whether he was an educated man or?
He was pretty well educated. He was political minded.
Is that right?
I remember my dad, one of the things he told me, he said, now, Papa wasted his time talking politics. He was just giving me some advice, don't get involved in politics.
I see. Well, a lot of people nowadays would agree with you, or agree with him about that.
That's right.
Seems that a lot of politicians have fallen out of favor right recently.
That's right.
What about his wife? Was she a housewife? Or?
Yes.
Any idea about her schooling?
Oh, I'd imagine that. Something like this. She was, seemed to be pretty well educated.
Did you know her?
Yeah.
Did you say which part of the area that your father's people settled in?
When they came here?
Right.
They settled out in Lambertine. Now that's a small town. This side of Waldo is down in Columbia County.
I see.
There was my people and the Rhodes, families by the name of Rhodes, came to this country at the same time. There's been an interesting incident that happened. When they crossed the Mississippi River, they had to cross the ferry. But they were in ox carts.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the oxen made him sick, you know, riding across on that ferry. So they had to get him out of the way so they could roll the wagon off of that ferry. Well, my great-grandfather was a big man, so he told him, says, now get this sick oxen out, and says, I'll help the other one pull that wagon off the ferry. And said he did.
Well, I'll be darned. He must have been pretty good, sir.
Yeah, he was.
He could take the oxen's place.
Yeah. Of course, I know all that pooch that stand around there, I'll just roll it off. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Huh. Are you and your wife members of the church here in town?
No, we don't belong to the church.
Have you ever been in any clubs or anything like that?
No, really haven't. I'm a member of a farm organization, about that
part. What is that?
Farmers Union.
Farmers Union? Is that some sort of cooperative or?
Well, they do a lot of cooperative work. Not much in this state, but in Oklahoma and places like that, that's a pretty big operation.
Is your wife from this part of the country?
Yes.
Born in this county?
Yeah. Down there. Sutton.
How old is your wife?
76.
Did she go to school here in the county?
They had a high school in Sutton when she was growing up. She went to school there and she also went to Henry.